Just along what Brother Hadley was saying, turn to Luke 24. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. The two discouraged disciples on the road. We had hoped that he would redeem Israel. And the Lord draws alongside and he opens up what to them? The scriptures, the things concerning himself. And then they say to him in verse 29, abide with us, for it is toward evening. Verse 30, and it came to pass as he sat at the table with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke and gave to them. And their eyes were opened that they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said, did not our heart burn within us by the way while he opened to us the scriptures? And there the scriptures were opened up to them. They saw the Lord Jesus. And the result of that ministry of the Lord Jesus and that Bible reading along the road was verse 33. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they're found with the gathered disciples in verse 36. And then Jesus appears in the midst. You see, the true ministry always leads us where? To have fellowship with the saints. To gather with the Lord, around the Lord Jesus with the saints. There's no Lone Ranger Christians, you know. God has ordained us to be gathered together in assembly around him. That's the point of the ministry. That is where we're further nurtured and brought up in the things of the Lord. Their first thought was to return to Jerusalem. And so I just wanted to connect that with what you were saying, Brother Hadley. And I remember once when we had first, we have to be careful with these illustrations, though, especially making types of the New Testament. When I first was coming among us brethren, and I brought my wife out to the first meeting she had ever been to, and this scripture was read to us after the breaking of bread. And, you know, I was slowly breaking it to Kim, like it's a different order of service than we have in the Pentecostal church, but I didn't tell her everything. I admitted a few things like head covering. I thought I'd ease her in, you know. And so it was a bit of a shock to her system, coming from a place where there's 500 people and loud music and so on. So it's a whole different order of thing. We came there. And so it was a fairly traumatic experience for her, her first meeting. Anyway, her brother came up to her afterwards and said, Kim, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, where did they head after the Lord revealed himself to them? She was thinking, I don't know. And then he explained the application. Afterwards, she said, Brian, where's Emmaus? Is it in Halifax? Is it a street in downtown somewhere? I said, no, it's in Luke 20. See, where we were, the scriptures weren't really like front and center, right? We didn't have a lot of Bible. There was a lot of pump and energy, but not a lot of Bible. So let's just keep that in mind, too. This is a practical illustration for us on two levels, brothers and sisters. One, yes, let's return to Jerusalem, gather, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, but let's have a little mercy on the outsider and have a little wisdom in our dealing with other saints who are equally saints with us in the one body.